how much you follow Twitter and trends on Twitter or anything, but there's something that happened recently, and it's been the last couple weeks. Everybody out there is so triggered. Everybody out there is so ready to get offended, and everybody out there is ready to have some sort of hot take on everything. And this is where all that culminated in one giant thing that I found hilarious and depressing to watch at the same time.
Really?
People will sometimes post out these things that say, give me this opinion and quote tweet, where you have the original tweet and then you give your opinion at the top. And the whole thing was, he says, give me your controversial food opinion and quote tweet this.
Yeah.
You know, so like everybody has, you know, recently there have been things like candy corn shit. Nobody should eat candy corn. It should all be thrown in the garbage. And be like, what if somebody likes candy? Tough shit. Candy corn should die. And if you like candy corn, you should be shot in the head. You know, I mean, there's people that have that fervor. That thing that started all that was pineapple on pizza.
Is that really what started as the Hawaiian pie?
Yeah, I mean, there are people like, a pineapple is no place on pizza. There are two types of people in this world. People who think pineapple goes on pizza, and people who are right. You know, that kind of thing. You know, I mean, that's like...
Absolutely.
You see those things, and it's just this... And the thing that's so stupid about it is it's all about personal taste.
That's right.
It's all about your own palate.
Do what makes you feel good. As long as you're not hurting anybody, it seems as simple as anything. Yeah. You talk to the people in Italy, and they see our pizza in the first place, and they think that we're high.
Yeah, they're like, that's not pizza.
That's right.
Or they say, it's more like, oh, that's not the pizza. I am Mario. Yahoo.
Nice. That's great.
But, like, I'll give you a great example. I had an opportunity to go out to Los Angeles, and on the studio's dime, they took us to this brilliantly amazing Argentinian steakhouse, and it was the greatest food ever. And one of the things they had was they had this bruschetta, which had, I don't know if it had sort of like this chili, this like chive type thing on it. And then there was, they had like a tomato and cheese and prosciutto and all this kind of stuff. And I was sitting next to this other critic, and she had pulled the tomato off of it. I go, oh, you don't like tomato either. I'm not a big tomato fan. And we had this little conversation about that. I like tomato in things. Like, I'm okay with ketchup on the right things. I love spaghetti sauce. I like tomato as an ingredient. I just don't like tomatoes. I can't sit there and eat a slice of tomato.
Like, if you had them growing in the yard, you wouldn't just grab one off the vine and like eat it.
Yeah, that's just gross to me.
Really? See, that's amazing. It's one of the best things ever, especially with some ground like sea salt and cracked pepper. Oh, holy
crap. Well, like my wife will do the stuff where you have it in slices and you have that like balsamic vinegar on there and like cheese on, like nice soft cheese. And I mean, and I get that. But I would never in a million years tell people not to have it. But I thought it was interesting because I had these big thick slices of tomato and she had taken it off and I had eaten one with it on because I was like, well, I'll try anything once. And I'm like, yeah, it's a little tomato-y for me. And I pulled it off. One of the things I can't stand about when you do that is if you say to somebody, well, I don't like tomato, you know what their response is?
What's wrong with you?
No, sometimes. But sometimes their response is...
You're like, oh, yeah, people do that too. Yeah, because I just did. But
they do that too, because that doesn't... I get that all the time for a lot of things. But
me too.
They'll say, but I love tomato. And I'm like, that's great. You love tomato. Why should that mean I have to love tomato? You know, I like onions. I'm a big onion fan. I have a friend who cannot stand onions. He's like a shark with onions. You know, you could have a giant meatloaf the size of a football field and put one onion in there and he'd find it.
Well, some foods are more divisive than other foods, like, say, sardines or anchovies. Which is there a difference between an anchovy and a sardine?
I don't know.
All right, because I don't eat them either. And I don't really...
Anchovies are sliced pieces of the fish. The sardines are the complete ones.
So it's the whole thing. So it's the same thing. They just slice and put it like on pizza or something. See, I don't understand. But you put it in a Caesar salad, if it's on there, you go to a nice place and you fix it up traditionally.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm okay with it. But if you're someplace else and they do it, I'm like, hell no, I don't want any of that.
If you don't want it, take it away. And like certain things, I'm not a big fan of green peppers or bell peppers. So, you know, in the right conditions are fine. Like in a shakshuka, which is a Middle Eastern dish, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But just, I do not like them in a salad. I'll go to a Chinese restaurant. I always have to ask if they have peppers in there because I don't like those. But it's okay if you don't like stuff. But there was this thing that came out. So somebody posted that thing and a lot of people were saying things on Twitter and it was meant to be fun. And so somebody who's, he's a commenter. He's, obviously hated by both sides because I think he's a GOP never Trumper. So not to get into politics, but that's just kind of where he lives. So I think he pisses everybody off.
Sure.
But he's,
that'll happen.
And his thing was, he goes, Indian food is terrible, but we act like it's not. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. And people jumped his shit saying, you're a racist. How dare you denigrate an entire culture base? And I'm like, he was responding to some stupid question. And then there was this, I start reading these threads where people are going, well, this is going too far because you're taking it completely cultural and you're showing your ignorance. And there's really like six different types of cuisines on the subcontinent of India and blah. And I'm like, really serious. Everybody knows if you say you're going to have Indian food, you know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
In general, at least from the American perspective.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Indian food, it's naan, it's curries, it's
lots
vindaloo,
of chutneys and whatnot.
Yeah, chutney and all, you know what you're getting.
You're killing
rice,
you know how hungry I am now? Unbelievable. I want tomatoes, I want naan, I want chutney, I want all
you
this
You want
stuff.
All of it.
I do. Yeah.
You're like pineapple on pizza, candy corn, chutney, everything.
Well, I used to hate the idea of the pineapple on pizza, and I'll be honest, I never order it. All right, mm-hmm. An ex-girlfriend used to love it, and I'd be like, okay. And then I was like, okay, well, we'll get one of the pizzas that way, and then I'll eat some. But yeah. I can't imagine ordering it, but if it's available, sure as I'm sitting here, I'll have some.
Look, if somebody ordered, if they said we have a pizza and it has peanut butter on it, I would try it. I'd be like, that might be interesting.
Not with the red Maybe sauce and stuff, but with like the bread, the dough. Sure, I can.
Well, but
yeah, peanut butter's
like
good.
Peanut butter
period.
Pizza,
I can see it with a big bowl or a spoonful in the jar. That my problem with the peanut. I know this has nothing to do with anything and tweets and extremists and people losing their mind and being so fucking hypersensitive. It's unbelievable. But the thing is, you go to this is just a very problem situation for me now, and I just dealt with it. I apologize for my passion and derailment.
You sound like you might need a hug.
I need. Something. You go to a club store and you get the twin pack of a certain type of peanut butter, and it's in a mass. They're in big tubs, but they're too tall for any like iced teaspoon. You can't fit a butter knife in there. You can't.
Oh, where it's like, yeah, you have to get your hand dirty.
Yeah, you got to get all the way in there to get all of it out. And I'm obsessive. I mean, I may have three jars in storage waiting to go because you can't run out of peanut butter.
But you got to get all of it out. Don't
I
you
feel
have, like
I'm
a long-handled wooden spoon or something like that?
Yeah, I can't. I was raised not to waste anything, and I want it all out of there because I know it's good. But then it drives me nuts. Why don't you make a shorter, fatter can or tub rather than a taller jar that you can't get into? What the hell
is
that
about?
Image
of you. I have this image of you as stick. As a dog with his face in a peanut butter jar, trying to get all the stuff at the bottom of the jar. That is now. I'm gonna draw a picture of that. That's gonna be my screen.
That should be fantastic. Here's the other thing though. Maybe that's why they do the jars that way, because they've had problems with idiots who don't throw stuff in the recycling or whatever. And then you get a dog or a cat with their head stuck on it, and then it ends up on YouTube. As somebody goes, look what we found in the woods. Just pour it all.
I don't think they're thinking that far ahead. I think you might be putting kind thoughts in their mind. They're probably somebody who just said, well, this is easier to stack.
It probably is. We get more on a skid this way. Who cares about anybody in their dirty peanut butter hands? Because, I mean, you know, unless you got a dog, you got to lick it off. I mean, what do you do? Do you leave the peanut butter on there? Do you eat it? Do you waste it? What do you do? You got to get that. I don't want to waste the peanut butter.
But what I thought so funny about this incident, I wasn't
yes,
even
I'm
a story.
Sorry.
This incident on Twitter is. The whole point was saying, tell your personal taste, because it's all about personal taste. And here's the thing. Some people don't like Indian food.
That's right.
And to sit there and be, oh, you're just an ignorant American. You've not had the right. Well, okay, that's fine. I get it. But like, I'll give you a great example. My wife, she's not into Indian food. We've gone to Indian restaurants. She's tried a variety of different things.
Not her deal.
She doesn't particularly like it. It's not her palate. Conversely, she loves Greek food.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of Greek food. I've had Greek food, and but if you sit there and you say, here's a whole list of restaurants, Greek's going to be way down at the bottom. I mean, it's going to be, for me, I like Chinese food, and I go, and even then, Chinese food, there's an entire freaking continent of Chinese food.
That's true.
That is only represented very, very minimally in America.
Well, most of that was made by dudes anyway, which you talk to people who actually know about their cuisine, and they're like, yeah, that's a bunch of dudes who came over here and introduced all this
food. Oh, yeah, it was all done in like Chinatown in New York, and then it kind of spread out and everything. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with like Italian food's the same way. There's a whole variety of Italian food. Mexican food's the same way. Go to Mexico and eat. You're not going to eat Mexican food like you do in America.
Definitely
that's really
not.
More Tex-Mex.
Yep.
Yeah, it's more Tex-Mex. So I mean, it's just
hungry now.
What's so insane about this thing is like the internet was like, it does two things really, really well. It shames people for the dumbest reasons,
yep.
And it overreacts about racism and everything for the dumbest reason. And this thing just had this perfect storm where you had all these do-gooders out there going, how dare you marginalize an entire culture because you don't like Indian food, but fuck those people who like candy corn.
It's the same thing with the vegan deal and everything else. Everybody just needs to take a deep breath and do what they like. And reaction's fantastic, and it's easy to viscerally affect people, I guess, in this regard. But what I don't understand is why, is it people goofing off, or is it people being seriously passionate on both sides?
There seems to be some people who are like seriously take it personally that there are like candy corn and Peeps out there. I mean, here's the thing. You've
like
seen the
peep.
Movie Boogie Nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Peeps are a little much for me, but there's a great scene in Boogie Nights where Don Cheadle's character is trying to figure out his new look. And Luis Guzman plays one of the guys in there. And his thing, he says, hey, man, wear what you dig.
That's right.
Wear what you dig. And that is, I try to apply that. There are some movies that I try to apply life lessons from those. And yes, I say I'm applying life lessons from Boogie Nights, and they'll be like, what? I'm like, no. Wear what you dig.
I dig it.
I apply life lessons from Bill and Ted. Be excellent to each other and party on, dude. These are things you can live by. Eat what you want to eat.
Yeah.
That's it.
Eat what
and
you
if
like.
You don't want to eat some, don't eat it. If you don't like candy corn, don't buy candy corn and don't eat it. Don't get offended if somebody gives your kids candy corn for Halloween, because it's Halloween and candy corn's a Halloween thing. Eat what you want to eat. Controversial food opinions nonsense, because it's all about taste.
Well, yeah, everything's about taste. I mean, yeah. I mean, just people let live.
But you're not, like, harming anybody. Yeah, you're not harming anybody if you're going to eat pineapple on pizza.
That's okay. Yeah, except the pineapple. I mean, maybe. People need to relax.
Now we're getting into a little bit where we're assigning pineapple a sentience.
You've accused me of that in the past about other things, and all I know is that I like the pineapple. I like the Indian food. I like the tomato. I'm not a fan of the candy corn. I don't understand it, but that's fine. The Peeps are even more bewildering to me. And like you said, just eat what you like. Be kind to people. Live and let. But you were. I'm worried about you and your well-being. You were so worked up, so out of control. You just need to take a deep breath and just.
You know what I need right now?
I'm afraid to ask.
I need some candy corn.
Sure you do. You can have mine.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.